like to greet you, all of you, this morning. We trust that you had a good, nice rest.
Here's a Bible. I don't know. They say they found it on the bench. Does that Bible belong to any one of you?
Okay.
Good. I think we start. It's a little 1 minute early. But too early is better than too late. Oh, here he is.
Say, Nomzuzu, oh, what do I come to Shai's Kati? Go to Age Uguba, Napam Wiskati, Utherapul, Noguba Sempa Wiskat.
Ukonuba Mangale from the AD, ACDP, Ukona.
Is Baba Mangale here? There he is.
And Yakelu to Uzvulela Muntanda Zumkur. And then after that, we finish praying. So youth choir.
Bab Mangaluzo Svulela Mumtandazo, Umaye Kreta, so tell youth choir, Uba is a school.
So we won't get up, you'll get up and then sing, please.
Ngikwelas Tobisa Makanda School.
Let's bow our heads and pray.
Baba, wena uyisenzo into zonke. UNgulunkulu owethembekile.
Lord, we thank you that you are a faithful God.
Ekuseni baba sikunikeza udumo ngokusipha amandla okuphinde siathende nangokusivusa kwakho.
Lord, this morning we bring praise to you that you've once again granted us the strength and the ability by your grace to come together like this.
Uma bengenzeki iphutha nje usikhohle usinyakazisa sivuse ngabe inkosi umonakala omkhulu.
Lord, if you wouldn't have woken us up or because of certain things, it would have been a great tragedy.
Sesiphambi kwakho ke moya engcwele.
So we before you, O Holy Spirit.
Sihole.
Lead us.
Siqinise.
And strengthen us.
Siqeqeshe.
And help us, educate us.
Namba baholi nezikhulumi ezothatha usuku.
And today we bring the speaker to you, your servant that will speak.
Ibandla lonke lilalele.
And Lord, the whole congregation that will listen.
Phinde ukhulume moya engcwele.
We pray, O Holy Spirit, will you speak?
Khuluma Nkosi yethu.
Speak, O our Lord Jesus.
Ibandla lilalele.
Your church is listening.
Ngegama lika Jesu Christ.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Siyabonga mfundisi. So we'll ask the youth choir to come forward and then they'll sing for us. I think because of time, we'll try and make everything a little bit faster today.
Sheep have gone astray, far from the shepherd's fold away.
Thank you very much to the youth choir.
Sibonga kakhulu ku youth choir.
If you want to make a difference in this world,
uma ufuna ukwenza umehluko kulomhlaba,
if you want to change this world by God's grace,
uma ufuna uthando ukushintsha lelizwe,
if you want to change our country,
ufuna ukushintsha izwe lakithi,
then you've got to be different. Don't be scared to be different. Even if people don't like it, but if you're not different, you can't bring a change. A Christian is different. Good, before we start, we'd ask Dr. Elliot Stoller to come forward. He's from the Bible Society. He just asked for a time just to introduce himself and that which he is doing.
Sesizocela ukucela ubaba uDokotela Sithole ubuya kwiBible Society kube khona akusho.
Thank you very much for coming, Dr. Sithole. We appreciate it. And may God bless what you do.
Sithokoza kakhulu kuDokotela ukuthi afike kwathi uNkulunkulu angabusisa umsebenzi akawenzayo.
Ngiqale nje ngibingelele ubaba umfundisi Stegen.
First of all, I'd like to greet Reverend Stegen. We thank God that He still spared him for us. And then I'd like to greet all of you here in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just briefly, I'll speak about two things. The work done by the Bible Society. And then concerning a new Zulu translation. I'd like to ask one of the ladies to read from the 1959 Zulu translation a particular verse or passage, and then one of the fathers, the gentleman, also to read a passage. I will ask them to come forward when I get to that point.
Umsebenzi owenziwa inhlangano yeBhayibheli eNingizimu Afrika yilena elandelayo.
Now, this is concerning the work of the Bible Society of South Africa.
Ihumusha amaBhayibheli ngezilimi ezahlukeneyo.
It ensures that the Bible is translated into different languages.
Iphinde iwashicilele.
And then it prints those Bibles.
Bese iwasabalalisa ezweni lonke.
And then it distributes those Bibles across the country.
Inezinhlelo ke ezenzayo okuyilezi.
And then there are certain programs that it has as the following.
Inikela ngamaBhayibheli kubafowethu nodadewethu abasemajele.
It donates Bibles to our brothers and sisters who are incarcerated, who are in jail.
Inikele ngamaBhayibheli kwabantulayo. Inikele ngamaBhayibheli kwabantulayo laba abathi befisa ukuba neBhayibheli kodwa bangenayo imali yokuthenga.
It also donates Bibles to those who say they would like to have a Bible, but they cannot afford it.
Inikele ngamaBhayibheli kubafundi baka grade 7.
It also issues Bibles to grade 7 learners.
Iphinde ibe nezincwadi ezisiza kakhulu kubantwana ukufunda nokufunda ukubhala.
And then it also helps learners and it gives out literature that teaches them how to read and how to write.
Ibe nezinsiza kufunda iBhayibheli okuyizincwajana ezincane nje ezisabalisayo mahala.
And then there are little booklets, Bible booklets or relating to the Bible that it also distributes freely.
Konke lokhu ikwenza ngemnikelo esuke iphuma.
And all of that, it's enabled to do that via or through the donations or the support that it receives from you, brethren. Please do support the Bible Society. It is a non-profit organization.
That was part one.
That was wiggling your color layer.
I want to ask us in previous. Nyatogoza kakhulu ukuthi phakathi kwethu sengiza ukhuluma nje kafushane ngesumusho esisha.
I'm so happy that I can introduce to you and speak to you about the new Bible translation into Zulu.
Kukhona ubaba uKenon Mbatha obebambe iqhaza elikhulu kulesi sumusho esisha sesizulu.
And Reverend Kenon Mbatha, who is a speaker yesterday, he also had a very important role that he played in this translation.
Ngiyacela baba umthiya ngokuhlonipha ukuthi usukume nje.
And if we can ask our Father to please stand up We saw him yesterday, but just humbly, if he can rise and we can see him again.
Uye ubaba umthiya lo bekuthi ivesi mangekho ukushelelela athi alisheleleli.
He was one that made sure that every verse was properly translated.
Angithi siyalifunda iBhayibheli.
We do read the Bible, don't we?
Sengiyanibuza.
I'm asking you, do we read our Bible?
Ngiyanibuza ke manje ukuthi uJakobe wazibona zenzani izingilosi.
What did Jacob do with the angels?
Zazenzani? Zazenzani?
What did the angels do there where Jacob placed his head on a stone? And that is the question. Do we agree that they came down and they went up? So the majority say they descended and ascended. Where do you take that from? Where did you get that?
Asikulungiseke kusukela lamhlanje ukuthi izingilosi zazenyuka zehla.
Let's fix that today, because the angels ascended and descended.
Kodwa ke ngoba iBhayibheli nilifunda ngesiZulu ukuthi isiZulu sethu sithini.
But if we read it in the Zulu translation, what does it say?
Inkulumo yesiZulu ithi umuntu wehla enyuka.
In Zulu, there's a saying that you go up and down, and that's you say it in that way.
Kodwa sisuke silisukele iBhayibheli masithi zazehla zenyuka.
But we depart from the Bible if we say they descended and ascended.
Zazenzani izingilosi?
What did the angels do?
Zazenyuka zehla.
They ascended and descended.
Isikhwelo sasuka emhlabathini siye phezulu.
That ladder was from the earth to heaven.
Abanenkanike bathi hayi ayikho leyo nto. Kungenzeka ukuthi uJacob wathi vula amehlo wazibona sezenyunga.
Now, there are those who are stubborn and they don't want to accept the order in which it happened, and they say, no, it probably happened that Jacob opened his eyes, and when he opened his eyes, it was at the stage or the moment when the angels were ascending.
Ngicela-ke ubaba ozongifundela encwadini kaJeremiya, umprofethi uJeremiya, isahluko seshumi nesikhombisa.
I'd like one of the fathers to come and read from Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 8.
Esumshweni 1959.
From the 1959 translation, Zulu translation.
I ningesabi bazalwane ozani.
Don't be afraid. Feel free, one of you, to come forward.
Jeremiah
You said that you read your Bible. Now, what's happening now?
Mcela sifunde uJeremiah 17 uverse 9 or 8. Inhliziyo iyakhohlisa phezu kwakho konke futhi imbi kubani ongayazi na.
It's Jeremiah 17 verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it?
Ngicela ungifundele ingxenye yokugcina.
The last verse.
Cha khona kulelo verse lelo. La kuthi ngubani?
Ake siphindeke sifunde futhi lithi ke ngubani ongayazi na.
And then the last part of that verse, just to repeat that, is who can understand it?
Inhliziyo iyakhohlisa ngubani onga onga
And it says, the heart is deceitful above all things. Who can understand it? Who can know it?
Yabona-ke baba mthiya inkinga esibhekene nayo olimini lwesizulu.
So that is the challenge that the Bible translators face when it pertains to the Zulu language.
Ngoba inhliziyo kamakhelwane uyayazi ukuthi yimbi.
And then it says the heart is deceitful and wicked, but then it says, who can know it? they put it differently because they've heard it now in the English. If we read the Zulu translation, it's important, it's essential that we grasp what is written. Because we can really speak about it and perspire in our speaking, and we say, who can know it?
Kanti iBhayibheli lithi ngubani ongayazi.
And the Bible says it differently. And it's just the change of intonation that changes the meaning.
Sengiphetha ngicela nje kodadewethu eze ngaphambili angifundele encwadini ka-Isaiah.
So I'd like one of the ladies, one of the sisters, to come forward and read from Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1.
Besengicela emhlonishwe ungalifundi ngesiNgisi.
And we won't read it in the English at first.
Ngicela kodadewethu iverse leli elibaluleke kakhulu kabi eliqondene nabesifazane.
So this is really an important verse, particularly pertaining to the ladies.
Esumshweni 1959.
We want to read it from the 1959 translation.
Awu. Inikeza ithuba abantu besifazana nilithathi.
So I'm giving you sisters the opportunity. Don't you want to use the opportunity?
Eh baba mthiya uyabona ukuthi iBhayibheli kuthiwa liyafundwa nje kodwa hayi mabe nikwithuba basafuna ukuzolifunda. Ungifundele ukubhaliwe.
Sizothola incwadi ngoka Isaiah wesine sifunde ivesi lokuqala. Ngalolo lusuku abesifazana abayisikhombisa baya kubamba indoda inye. Bathi siyakudla isinkwa sethu sembathe izingubo zethu.
Baya kubamba indoda
inye.
Ufunde ukubhaliwe noma
yebo inye.
Ngiyabonga.
Masibizwe kuphela ngegama lakho. Ususe ihlazo lethu.
Ngalolo suku abesifazane bayisikhombisa baya kubamba indoda. Yenza njani?
Now this is pertaining to the Zulu translation and the particular way that it puts it in that verse.
Utatewetho obengifundela la akabenzanga kahle ubulungiswa. Okubhalwe phansi ukuthi ngalolo suku abesifazana abayisikhombisa bayokubamba indoda inye.
So depending on how you read it, it can have a different meaning.
Ngakho ke madoda hlukanani nokuhlukumeza abantu besifazane.
So you men, don't abuse the women.
Ngoba luyofika usuku labayonibamba khona ninye.
Because the day will come when they will take hold of that man.
Awukuyalithanda leli verse.
I love this verse.
Eh bo dadewethu amadoda sazokwenza njani? Amadoda sazokwenza njani?
What will the men do?
Amadoda asazonya.
So it could be taken as the man is one man, or it could be taken as a verb depending on the intonation. And then it means that the man is doing something when he's taken hold of.
Nitshele nabanye omama abahlukunyezwayo ukuthi lo fika usuku lwenu lana obabamba khona abanye.
So ladies, your day of retribution will come, you that are being abused by the men, because the day will come when you take hold of them, and then they'll do that which the Zulu translation says.
What does it say?
I'm not sure.
Say, say, I'm tired. Samajwe, umshobo wamngapa. Uma ufunda isumusho esisha ukugwema lokhu yakufundeka isumusho esisha u 2020. City.
Now, the new translation avoids those double meanings. And so the 2020 translation puts it like this.
Ngalolo suku abesifazane abayisikhombisa baya kubamba indoda eyodwa.
In those days, seven women shall take hold of one man. Now I think the fathers are now put to ease.
Kodwa ke ngiyacela ukuthi abesifazane abahlukunyezwayo bafundele abayeni babo esumshweni sika 1959.
But I think the ladies can read to their husbands from the 1959 translation.
Sibonga kakhulu ibandla linomsebenzi wokukhuluma ngezwi likaNkulunkulu ukuze lelizwe esikulona liguquke lenze okuhle.
So we have that responsibility to read the Bible and to read it to our congregants and to make and to use the Bible that our country will be changed.
Ukuhunyushwa ukufundwa kweBhayibheli kuyinhliziyo yalelizwe.
To translate the Bible and to read it in the different languages, that is the core of this nation and this country.
Kodwa nina bobaba abahlukumeza abesifazane nisazonya.
But you men who are abusing the women, you are still going to do that, which the Zulu word says.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you very much.
Sibonga kakhulu Dr. Sithole.
Thank you very much to Dr. Sithole.
Kuhle sihambe sifunde.
It's good for us to keep on learning.
Ngaphambili ukuthi ngimbiza uDr. Hammond.
Before I call upon Dr. Hammond.
Empela kuningi kusenhlizweni.
There is so much on my heart.
Kufanele ngikhuze.
And sometimes I've got to hold myself back.
Ngoba inkonzo nenkonzo yabe isibusisi.
Because each service was such a blessing.
Kodwa ukuthi ngifuna ukuyenza.
But there's one thing I'd like to do.
Ngicela ukuthi abafundisi thina abafundisi lalela le ndaba.
I want you ministers to hear this.
Nginamalahla amabili.
I've got two coals here. Pieces of coal.
Ukuthi load shedding asazi kodwa kwathi akhona amalahla awekha amalahla ngeke sazi.
Now
esikwaziyo kube emnyama.
We don't know whether it's true what they say when we've got load shedding, that there's a shortage of coal or whatever it may be. What we do experience is that it's dark and light doesn't
shine. But this is on my heart.
Lokho kusenhlizweni yami.
Uyayibona lesi? Isithandwa bekhulwana. It's bigger.
You see this one, it's bigger.
Encane.
And this is a small one.
Aningitshenini ke bafundisi. Ngiyazi ukuthi abanye bakhuluma ama-drop entina esemaplazini siyashesha siqonde le ndaba. Kuphi kuzovutha qala leli noma leli?
Now I want to ask you, which one is going to burn first? The small one or the big one?
Kuphi iphi le noma le kuzobe bomvu qala ibomvu bomvu bomvu.
Which one will be red hot?
Ngiyavumelana.
It's a small one, isn't it, sir?
Kodwa sihlambe thina bafundisi sinjena.
But we as ministers are maybe like this big.
Yabona le nkonzo yalizolo kaba mfundisi uStekeni akunandaba ukuthi uvelaphi ubhekaphi. Kodwa yabona ukuthi uba uNkulunkulu wamthatha wathi it's too big. Ngifuna kanje. Ngoba ngifuna ukuthi uvuta phe.
The service concerning Reverend Stegan yesterday, besides the history where he came from and all of that, but the crux of the matter was that God said, you are too big. I can't use you if you are so big. You've got to be diminished.
Bafundisi, ngiyezwa nami, ngibukushaya izandla, kuvumelana ngakho konke esikuzwayo.
Yes, I know and I hear. You applauded and you agreed.
Thina bafundisi sibe nje, nonyaka ozayo sobuya sinje. Bemnyama kuvuthe umlilo.
But if we stay big, if we remain that size, when we go back, that fire won't burn. May God help us.
Leonto tingukvuta. Umoya kaNkulunkulu bephakathi sibe bomvu hwepu bebomvu ngempela lo mlilo uzokufaka okho ezwe lakithi.
We need this fire to burn, dear brethren, and we need to be red hot and on fire for God, and that fire will spread throughout our country.
That's why zinyikati mhlamba uJesu wathi fana nengane ngoba ingane yamukela into iyahamba thina sesibadala.
And that is why the Lord says, be like little children, become like a child, because they readily receive and accept that. But we are too educated, too knowledgeable, we know so much, we use our own mind, and we put two and one together, and we get five in the end. And I'm saying this deliberately. Our country. We don't want our country to go into the bush. But
I don't know why it is, but
this fire doesn't want to burn. It's because of these big lumps of coal. And with us ministers being there, the country is going off at a tangent. Dear brethren,
ministers,
the Bible doesn't say, blessed is he who hears and then speaks and agrees with everything. But the Bible
says, ngiyakhula naye mina ubaba ubekwenza ahamba thatha isinyathelo akwenze lokho uNkulunkulu afuna kuyena yabona kwamshuka uNkulunkulu kwamshuka yabona uzinye ikhadi uyamdabukela kodwa angiyazi enye indoda wathatha isinyathelo ngizokwenza ngizoshintsha uNkulunkulu asebenza enhlizweni yami.
The Bible says blessed is he that does, when there are deeds that accompany your faith. Not that you just stop with speaking and talking. You can do that till the day breaks. Nothing will change. Reverend Stegan's secret was this, that he put his faith into action.
My challenge.
Inselelo yami kunini.
We want to change this country.
Manifuna ukuguqula lelizwe.
Let's start in Jerusalem as we heard last night.
Asiqaleni eJerusalem.
Let's start at home.
Asiqaleni ekhaya.
Let's start with the wife, with the husband.
Asiqale nenkosikazi
nomyeni. Let's start with the children.
Siqale nabantwana.
Then we go to the churches.
Bese ke siye emasontweni.
Our challenge is, who is going to do that? Because it's not an easy job.
Kodwa umbuzo wami ukuthi ubani uzokwenza lokho ngoba kulula.
Akusizi ukuthi nginekhambi ngiyashumayela phenduka ba kodwa ekhaya winyaka nyaka. Ekhaya akukuzwana. Ekhaya khona ukuxabana. Ekhaya kuyazondwa. Angikhulumi ke ebandleni. Uba mfundisi uStekeni wathi ha ngiyashumayela bade yabaphenduka kodwa emva kwesikhathi uma uthi yabo akhulutho. Sitha uNkulunkulu siyacela leli lahla vuthisa umlilo wakho uNkulunkulu wethu wehle uvuthe yabona lo mlilo ngokhela noma utshani ulele uyovusa utshani.
And it doesn't help that we say we've got the cure, we've got the solution, and we go out and we preach to the masses, the multitudes, But at home, it's in a mess. Our family, there's arguing, there's fighting and bickering. And even in the church, Reverend Segan said, you would preach to them, but you would get back to them and they'd be arguing and fighting. So we need to fix things at home, and then it'll be that coal that will burn, and even if it's in the grass, it'll burn. Now, if you take a piece of coal, you take it, it's like nothing. It only makes your hands dirty because it's not burning.
Good. I said what was a little bit on my heart.
We'd like to welcome Dr. Hammond.
He's a dear friend of ours. These days, we visited him in Cape Town. And we appreciate him so much. Before I introduce him, the sermon on Monday evening touched me. And I had to think of Dr. Hammond. When that missionary from India went back to England, he was a sick man, but he persevered. And he said, listen, if I can't even do anything anymore, put me next to the river Ganges, and that's where I want to speak to the lost souls. And then I had to think of Dr. Hammond. And I'd say, sir, you've made of that same character and spirit.
Now,
Dr. Hammond is from the Cape Town. He's born in 1960. Like myself. He was converted to Christ in 1977. He worked in the Scripture Union and Hospital Christian Fellowship and studied at the Baptist Theological College. Was married to Lenora. But God saw it fit to take his wife, but 2 years ago, somewhere around about there?
2 years.
60 months, yeah. And you know, I learned something. We need to give attention and look after people. And I'm talking to myself now. You know, if somebody's lost a loved one, it's a difficult road afterwards.
You've
got 4 children. For 40 years, Dr. Hammond has pioneered missionary outreaches into Mozambique, Angola, and Sudan. And these are war zones also, difficult areas.
And you know what
really, over the years, touched me? That he went into Africa. We could go many different places. Not that he hasn't, but for me, it's so clear, friends. I say now, I'm just not prophesying nothing, but maybe it's time for Africa to get on its feet spiritually.
Okungithinta kakhulu ukuthi wakhethe ukuthi aye eAfrika. Maningi amanye amazwe akawahambile kodwa wagxila kakhulu eAfrika.
And he's is a founder of and director of Frontline Fellowship and Africa Christian Action.
Umholikeke walezi zindawo esezibaliwe.
And also the Reformation Society.
Futhi kuleyo nhlangano yeReformation Society.
I'm not going to go through it because I want to give him time. And so Dr. Hammond has written many, many different, he's editor of many different magazines, Frontline Fellowship News, Christian Action Magazine.
Ubaba Hammond umbhalwe incwadi eziningi kakhulu.
But I would like to say this again, Dr. Hammond.
Ngithanda ukuthi ngisho lokhu kuDr. Hammond.
So, we know you as a man that wants to serve his master.
Baba, sikwazi njenganendoda efisa ukuba ikhonze umphathwayo.
And I would see you as that missionary that says, look, if I can't do anything else, just put me there at the gates of hell to save people that are lost.
Ngikuthanda ukuba ngikuthathe njenganaleyo ndoda ethi noma ngingasakwazi kwenza lutho mani ngangibeke esango lesihogo ukuba ngisindise leyo mphefumulo elahlekileyo.
Over to you and God bless you, Dr. Hammond.
Sesishiyela kwinkosi kubusisa.
Thank you very much. Good morning. I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Siyabonga kakhulu ngiyanibingelela ngegama eliyisimanga lomfelo wethu inkosi uJesu Kristu.
Last week this time I was on intensive care unit in hospital in Cape Town.
Ngesikhathi ngesonto elidlule ngalesi sikhathi ngangikade ngisegumbini labagula kakhulu esibhedlela le eKapa.
Tuesday morning last week I had a stroke.
Lwesibili lwa ngesonto elidlule ngashaywa yi stroke.
I was lying on the floor.
Ngangilele phansi.
With a strong conviction that I was dying. I'm only here today because of God's gracious answers to your many prayers.
Ngilana namhlanje kuphela nje ngenxa yemkhuleko yenu uNkulunkulu ayiphendulile.
In the army, obstacle courses are a very important part of the training.
Uma ngabe uqeqeshela ukuba yisosha, ngenye enkulu ofundiswa yona futhi ebalikelile ukwazi ukubhekana nezimo ezinzima.
High walls, big ditches filled with mud and barbed wire.
Ufike endaweni la kunendonga khona einkulu, ngena phansi kwemhosha, indawo nje ezilikhulu ofundiswa ukuhamba kuzona.
But the obstacle course is not there to stop you.
Kodwa ke lesi sifundiso sokuqeqeshwa awuqeqeshelwe ukuba ungazenzi lezi zinto.
It's to train you to realize every obstacle is there only to be overcome.
Kodwa bakuqeqeshela ukuthi wazi ukuthi nanoma yiphi ingqinamba ekhona ikhonele kutheni wena ukwazi ukuyinqoba.
Show me the places where God has led me to minister in the last 40 years.
Ziningi indawo engikwazile ukuhamba ngishumayele kuzona kule minyaka engamashumi amane.
We're called closed countries.
Ngihamba emazweni amaningi bezwa ukuthi indawo la kungeke kungenwe khona.
Or restricted access areas.
Noma ungena kwakhona bengena abantu abathize kuphela.
So often people would say that's impossible.
Kaningi abantu bebeshe kimi bathi awuna kungena lapho.
That river is uncrossable.
Bethi lo mfula lo ngeke uzuwele.
It can't be done.
Bathi ngeke kwenzeke.
This isn't the right time.
Bathi futhi akusona isikhathi sokwenza.
You're not the right person.
Futhi awuyena umuntu ofanele ukubukwenza.
This isn't the right way.
Akuyona futhi nendlela kuyiyona yokwenza.
Give up and go back.
Bathi siya phansi phindele emuva.
But obstacles are only there to be overcome.
Kodwa ke inqinamba zikhonela ukuba sikwazi ukuyinqoba.
The theme of this conference is as the Father has sent me, so send I you.
Sihloko salezi inkonzo sithi njengoba ubaba engithumile mina ngithuma nina.
What are we being sent to do?
Sithunyelwe ukuba senzeni na?
We are being sent to preach the gospel of repentance and forgiveness of sins.
Sithunyelwe ukuba sishumayele ivangeli lokuphenduka nolokuthethelelwa ezonweni.
And as Professor Martin Luther pointed out in the first of the 95 theses,
njengoba uProfessor Martin Luther washo kulawo mathesis awu 95 awabhala,
our first priority is repentance.
Okokuqala esibhekene nakho kumele uba sikwenze ukuphenduka.
The whole life of a believer must be a life of repentance.
Impilo yonke yekholwa kumele kube impilo yokuphenduka.
Repentance is not just something we do before we become a Christian.
Ukuphenduka kuyona into esiyenza ngesikhathi siqala ukukholwa bese kugcina lapho.
The whole life of a believer needs to be a life of repentance.
Kodwa impilo yonkana yekholwa imele ukuba ibe impilo yokuphenduka.
Recognizing that God is a holy God.
Siqonde ukuba uNkulunkulu unguNkulunkulu ongcwele.
And we are sinful people.
Thina singabantu abayizoni.
And at the end, ministers and missionaries can only say, Lord, we are but unprofitable servants.
Ukuze kugcineni inceku zenkosi zikhipha amazwi athi inkosi siyinceku ezingafanele ukwenza esikwenzayo.
The Lord laid on my heart back when I first heard about the conference and the theme, this message, this title.
uNkulunkulu wakubeka enhlizweni yami lokhu ngesikhathi ngiqala ukuzwa ngale ngqungquthela nangesihloko sayo.
The worship of true repentance.
Wabeka kimi lesi sihloko noma lamazwi wathi ukumkhonza umuntu ophendukile ngeqiniso.
And there's one man in the Bible who epitomizes this probably the most effectively.
Abantu yedwa umuntu eBhayibhelini indoda esingathi impilo yayo iyayihlanganisa igoqe lendaba yalesi sihloko.
King David.
Inkosi uDavid.
David's name is mentioned more than 1000 times in the Bible.
Igama likaDavid siyalithola libalulwa isikhathi esingaphezulu kwenkulungwane eBhayibhelini.
More often than Moses.
David ubalwa kaningi ukudlula uMose.
3 times more often than Abraham.
Abalwa ngokuphindwe kathathu ukudlula uAbraham.
In the Gospels, our Lord Jesus is referred to as the Son of David 12 times.
KumaVangeli uJesu ubizwa ngendodana kaDavide isikhathi esishumi nambili.
If you ask the average churchgoer what he remembers about David,
uma ubuza umuntu ojwayele ukuye enkonzweni ukuthi ikuphi akukhumbulayo ngoDavide,
most will remember his greatest achievement.
Abaningi bawukhumbula imsebenzi yakhe emihle nokuphumelela kwakhe abhekana nakho.
When as a young shepherd boy,
ngaleso sikhathi ese umfana omncane ongumelusi,
he defeated the Philistine giant Goliath.
Wanqoba lelo qhawe lamaFilisti uGoliath.
With his sling and a simple smooth stone.
Emnqoba ngesilingi nangamatshe njalula.
Perhaps many will also remember his greatest failure.
Mhlawumbe abanye bawukhumbula futhi nokuhluleka kwakhe uDavid.
The adulterous affair with Bathsheba and the murder of her husband Uriah the Hittite.
Ungena kwakhe esonweni sokuphinga noBathsheba nokubulala futhi uRiya umyeni kaBathsheba.
King David was an extraordinarily courageous, Holy Spirit-filled man.
Inkosi uDavid wakuyindoda iqhawe elinamandla egcwalisiwe ngomoya ongcwele.
Yet he fell into the snare of Satan.
Kodwa nakuba kunjalo wawela waphonsa kunochaka kaSathan.
Many great artists have painted him.
Abantu abaningi abadwebayo sebake bayidweba lendaba kaDavid.
The great sculptor Michelangelo sculpted David.
UMichelangelo omnye abadwebi bodumo naye wadweba edweba uDavid.
Many have named their sons after David.
Baningi futhi abantu abaqamba ingane zabo amadodana abo ngegama lika
David. The best friend Africa ever had, David Livingston.
Umhlobo omkhulu iAfrika selike laba naye uDavid Livingston.
Was so named after the biblical David.
Naye futhi waqanjwa ngaye uDavid lo waseBhayibhelini.
King David is one of the greatest men in all of human history.
Inkosi uDavid omunye amadoda avelele emlandweni wonke womhlaba.
And one of the greatest men in the Bible.
Umunye amadoda futhi amakhulu eBhayibhelini.
His successes are examples of excellence for us to follow.
Ukuphumelela kwakhe kuyizibonelo ezinhle esingabukela kuzona nathi.
His failings are warnings to each one of us.
Ukuhluleka kwakhe kuyizexwayiso kithina sonke.
if you have managed to avoid being ensnared in the traps that ensnared David, then you can be warned.
Upumelele ungangeni kulabona uxhaka unoxhaka wabamba uDavid lokho kuyisexwayiso.
1 Corinthians 10 verse 12 says,
incwadi yabaseKorinte bokuqala isahluko seshumi ivesi leshumi nambili lithi,
therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.
Lithi ngakho lowo othumile kaqaphele ukuba angawi.
If you have fallen into the same pit,
uma nawe uwele kulowo mgodi,
be encouraged.
Iba nesibindi.
There is redemption in Christ.
Kukhona ukuhlengwa kuKristu.
There is good in the worst of us.
Kukhona okuhle kithina sonke.
There is evil in the best of us.
Kukhona futhi nokubi kithina.
Because we are fallen creation.
Ngoba siyindalo ewile.
Any goodness is because we are created by God. But there's evil in everyone because we are fallen creation. Jeremiah 17, verse 9 to 10. The heart is deceitful above all things.
Inhliziyo iyakhohlisa ngaphezu kwakho konke.
And desperately wicked.
Futhi imbi.
Who can know it?
Ngubani ongayiqonda na?
I, the Lord, search the heart.
Mina Jehova ngivivinya inhliziyo.
I test the mind.
Ngihlola izinso.
Even to give every man according to the fruit of his doings.
Ukuba nginike kube yilona lowo njengezindlela zakhe.
As the Israelites demanded a king, that they may be like the nations around them, God told the prophet Samuel to warn them. A king would want a palace and an army. So taxation and conscription would follow. If the Israelites persisted in demanding a king, Samuel gave them the kind of king they wanted. Tall, handsome, strong, powerful in battle.
1
Samuel 9, 2 says, there was not a more handsome person in all of Israel. From his shoulders he was taller than any of the other people.
Saul proves
to be a successful leader in battle. He defeated the Philistines and the Amalekites. He defeated the Ammonites. But although King Saul began well, he grew proud and presumptuous. Saul violated the separation between king and priest. He presumed to offer the sacrifice at God's
altar.
Saul also disobeyed God when he commanded him to destroy the wicked King Agag and his Amalekites. Saul's relationships deteriorated. First with his adventurous son
Jonathan,
whom Saul sentenced to death for disobeying some ridiculous instruction that his son was not even aware of.
uSawuli futhi wathi indodana yakhe ayibulawe ethi ibulawele ukuthi ilalele ayilalelanga umthetho wakhe okwa umthetho wakhe wawushaya eceleni futhi indodana yakhe ingawazi nakwazi.
Only the firm actions of his army prevented Saul from unjustly executing his own son.
Kwavimba kuphela ukuthi ibutho lakhe lime limelane nokuthi uSawuli abulala indodana yakhe ebulawele into engekho.
Saul's relationship with the prophet Samuel also deteriorated drastically.
Ubudlelwane buka Saul no Samuel nabo baphela.
In response to Saul's repeated disobedience to the commands of the Lord, Samuel declared,
uSamuel ephendula ekungalalelini kwa Saul engalaleli imithetho bekade inikezwe uNkulunkulu.
1 Samuel 15. To obey is better than sacrifice.
Encwadini kaSamueli isahluko seshumi nanhlanu ivesi lamashumi amabili nambili.
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
Kuthiwa uJehova uyanamela yini iminikelo na ngokuba ukungalaleli kufana nesono sokugula.
Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
Ukungalaleli kufaniswa noma ngithi ngokuba ukwambuka kunjengesono sokubhula nenkani ifana nokhonza izithombe.
Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king.
Ngokuba ulahlile izwi likaJehova, naye ukulahlile wena ukuba ungabe usaba inkosi.
Ritual is no substitute for righteousness.
Ukwenza iminikelo nemhlatshelo akuyona into ongayisebenzisa ithatha indawo yokumlalela uNkulunkulu.
Obedience is far more important than any religious sentiment.
Ukulalela kusemqwa kakhulu kudlula nango nanoma isiphi isenzo sokukhola umuntu angasenza.
God rejected Saul.
uNkulunkulu wamlahla uSaul.
Do you trust and obey God wholeheartedly?
Ingabe wena uyamlalela yena uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yakho yonke?
Or are you rebellious?
Noma nawe umuntu ongalaleli.
Rebellion is like witchcraft and idolatry.
Ukungalaleli kufana nokhonza izithombe nokwambuka.
King Saul's relationship also deteriorated with his faithful servant David.
Ubudlelwane buka Saul kanye no David nabo bashona phansi.
David, who had honored the Lord and the king by boldly challenging the giant Goliath and defeating him in battle.
UDavide lo wekade ilalela inkosi emlalela noNkulunkulu lapho eba nesibindi ema ebhekana nalelo qhawe uGoliath walinqoba.
King Saul grew jealous and poisoned towards him.
Inkosi uSaul yavuka umona ngenxa lesenzo sikaDavide.
Saul may have been physically tall, but he turned out to be a small man.
uSaul nakubawe umuntu omude ngokwesiqu kodwa wavela njengomuntu omncane.
Becoming jealous, envious, and fearful of his faithful servant and his courageous soldier David.
Engenwa isono somona nenzondo encikwini yakhe ibithembekile lelo qhawe ebelinesibindi uDavid.
Saul's jealousy and hatred of David twisted and poisoned his final years as king.
Umona lo wekade ena uDavid kwaba njengopoison empilweni yakhe.
It distracted him from his duties.
Lokho kwamchezukisa kwamkhipha emsebenzini yakhe bekumele ukuba yenze.
King Saul deteriorated to such a stage he sought out a witch at Endor.
Inkosi uSawule yashona phansi yaze yafika ezingeni la yafuna khona ukuthi iyobhula.
So King Saul died in defeat and disgrace.
Inkosi uSawule yafa inqotiwe futhi ifele ehlazweni.
Committing suicide on a field of battle.
Izibulala yona empini lapho kwakade kuliwa khona.
Where three of his sons died.
Lapho kwafa khona amadodana akhe amathathu.
King Saul left his nation in defeat, division, and disgrace.
Inkosi uSawuli yasishiya isizwe sayo naso sinqotshiwe sahlukene phakathi futhi sisehlazweni.
So the first book of Samuel focuses on man's choice as king, Saul.
Incwadi yokuqala kaSamuel ubheka kakhulu ekukhetheni komuntu kwinkosi njengenkosi uSaul.
Second Samuel focuses on God's choice as king, on David.
Incwadi yesibili kaSamuel yona ibhekisisa enkosini ekhethwe uNkulunkulu njengoba yokuqala yona ibheka enkosini ekhethwe ngabantu.
1 Samuel 16 verse 7 we read.
Incwadi yokuqala kaSamuel isahluko seshumi nesithupha ivesi lesikhombisa sifunda lokhu.
But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. The Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
Itikepa uJehova wathi kuSamueli, ungabheki isimo sakhe nobude bomzimba wakhe ngokuba ngimalile. Lokhu uJehova engabuki okomuntu, umuntu ubheka okusemehlweni kepha uJehova ubheka okusenhlizweni.
What does the Bible mean by the heart?
IBhayibheli lichazani uma likhuluma ngenhliziyo na?
Our Lord Jesus, Matthew 15:19 declared.
UJesu encwadini kaMatthew isahluko sika 15 ivesi lika 19 washo lokhu.
For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. The heart is the mental center of our life. It knows, it understands, it reflects, it remembers. But the heart is also the emotional center of our life. It experiences anxiety and sorrow and despair, courage and joy. But the heart's also our ethical and moral center.
And ukubulala, ukuphinga, ukufebe, ukweba, ukufakaza amanga, ukuhlambalaza.
The Bible tells us God searches the heart.
IBhayibheli liyasitshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyayihlolisisa inhliziyo.
God sees the heart.
uNkulunkulu uyayibona inhliziyo.
God examines the heart. He refines the heart.
uNkulunkulu ayivivinye, ayicwengisise inhliziyo.
The Bible reveals that a person may have an evil heart.
IBhayibheli liyakuveza ukuthi umuntu angaba nenhliziyo embi.
It describes those who are godless in heart.
Inhliziyo engenayo uNkulunkulu.
And a perverse heart.
Inhliziyo embi enokonakala.
We also read about those who are deceitful in heart.
Siyafunda futhi nangalabo abanenhliziyo ezikhohlisayo.
And the Bible speaks to those who harden their heart.
IBhayibheli likhuluma nangalabo abayiqinisa inhliziyo zabo.
However, by the grace of God, we read that we can have a new heart.
Kodwa ngomusa kaNkulunkulu siyafunda ukuthi singaba nayo inhliziyo entsha.
And we can have a clean heart.
Singaba nenhliziyo ehlanzekile.
Proverbs 4:23 declares.
Incwadi yezaga isahluko sesine ivesi lamashumi amabili nantathu lithi,
keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life.
Isaga isahluko sesine ivesi lika 23 kuthiwa phezu kwakho konke gcina inhliziyo yakho ngokuba kuyilapho kuvela khona ukuphila.
For as he thinks in his heart, so is he.
Ngokuba lokhu umuntu acabanga enhlizweni yakhe unjalo yena.
Romans 10:10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness.
Incwadini yabaseRoma isahluko seshumi ivesi leshumi kuthiwa ngokuba lokho umuntu akukholwa enhlizweni yakhe kumholela ekulungeni.
David is the most versatile person in the Bible.
UDavide kuwumuntu ohlonishwayo kakhulu eBhayibhelini.
A musician, a shepherd, a soldier, a writer of most of the Psalms, a fugitive, an outlaw, and the greatest king of Israel.
Umuntu ongumalusi, ongumculi, oyibutho, okwazi ukubhala amahubo.
He was athletic, a gifted musician, and his poetical skill was of the highest standard. David's one of the most prominent figures in the history of the world, and there's more space given to his personality than any other person in the Old Testament. He is described as a man after God's own heart.
Umuntu ophiwe emculeni emculweni owumuntu futhi obephiwe ekubhaleni izinkondlo uDavide owumuntu ophumelele odumile futhi emlandweni wonke umuntu owaziwa njengomuntu ongokwenhliziyo kaNkulunkulu.
The Psalms are called the treasury of David.
Amahubo aziwa njengengcebo kaDavide.
The Psalms are the largest book in the Bible.
Amahubo isihlabelelo kuyona incwadi enkulu nende kunazo zonke eBhayibhelini.
The middle book of the Bible.
Okuyincwadi ephakathi nendawo eBhayibhelini.
The prayer book of the Bible, the hymn book of the Bible.
Incwadi yamahubo isihlabelelo kube incwadi futhi yomthandazo.
Our Lord Jesus quoted more from the Psalms than any other part of the Bible.
UJesu wacaphuna incwadi yamahubo kunazo zonke incwadi eBhayibhelini.
David was the youngest of 8 sons of Jesse.
UDavid kwakuyena omncane kumadodana kaJesse.
And the story of David and Goliath must be one of the best known in the whole Bible.
Indaba kaDavid kuyona indaba eyaziwa kunazo zonke indaba eBhayibhelini.
It is the mismatch of the ages.
Kuyindaba yezizukulwane ngezizukulwane.
Goliath of Gath was 9 feet 6 inches tall.
UGoliath wayekade eyisiqhwaga umuntu omude.
The head of his spear was 10 kilograms.
Inkemba yakhe inhloko nje yenkemba yayikade inesindo esingango 10 kilograms.
King Saul and all his soldiers were dismayed and terrified when they saw Goliath.
Inkosi uDavide kanye namabutho ayo onke bathuka baqhaqhazela lapho bebhekana naleliqhawe uGoliath.
Only the young shepherd boy David was willing to go down into the valley of the shadow of death.
Kodwa umfana omncane ongumalusi nje waba nesibindi sokuma wabhekana nalo leliqhawe.
To confront this giant.
Ubuye wazi ukubhekana nalo.
He had no breastplate, he only had his shepherd's cloak.
Wayekade engavikele ngisho nesifuba kodwa wayegqoke nje ingubo zakhe zokwelusa.
No spear or shield.
Engaphethe enkemba, engaphethe futhi nasivikele.
Only a shepherd's staff and a sling.
Kodwa ephethe nje islingi kanye nodondolo likamelusi.
David came in the name of the Lord God of Israel.
Davide weza ngegama likaNkulunkulu wempi kwaIsrayeli.
Just as Goliath relied on a spear and shield and sword, David relied on the name of the Lord.
UGoliath yenethembele kwinkemba yakhe nesivikelo sakhe, kodwa uDavide wathembela egameni likaJehova.
David's victory over Goliath is a type of Christ's victory over Satan.
Ukunqoba kukaDavide enqoba uGoliath singakufanisa nokunqoba kukaKristu enqoba uSathane.
And David's victory over Goliath epitomizes our calling to be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Lokho kunqoba kukaDavide kuqinisekisa lolo bizo lokuba simele ukuba sibe ngabanqobi ngaphezu kwabanqobi ngoKristu Jesu Nkosi yethu.
James 4 verse 7.
Ngathi kaJakobe isahluko sesini verse lesikhombisa.
Submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Ngakho thobelana uNkulunkulu kepha nimelane noSathane khona uyakunibalekela.
Both Saul and David ruled Israel for 40 years.
USaul kanye noDavide bahola isizwe sakwaIsrayeli iminyaka engamashumi amane.
Yet Saul is described by God as a failure.
USaul uNkulunkulu umchaza njengomuntu obayisahluleki.
David is a success.
UDavide yena wanqoba.
It is not that David was perfect.
Akusho ukuthi uDavide owumuntu ophelelisiwe.
But he wholeheartedly loved God and worshiped God.
Kodwa ngenhliziyo yakhe ephelele wayemthanda uNkulunkulu emkhonza futhi.
When he sinned, his confession and his repentance was wholehearted.
Lapho nile ukuphenduka kwakhe nokuvuma kwakhe isono kwaba ukuphelele akwenza ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke.
David displayed humility and patience and courage.
UDavide waveza ukuzithoba okukhulu, ukwethembeka, ukubekezela kanye nesibindi.
When he was being pursued for his life by King Saul, he repeatedly spared the life of his tormentor, Saul.
Lapho isitha sakhe uSaul simlandela sifuna ukuchitha ukuphila kwakhe, uDavide wakusindisa ukuphila kwesitha sakhe uSaul.
He refused to assassinate God's anointed king.
Wala ukuba abulale umgcotshwa kaNkulunkulu.
Even though Saul was in rebellion to God and was a wicked king. David trusted in God to protect and vindicate him in his time.
David wathemba uNkulunkulu ukuba kube uNkulunkulu oyomlwela futhi aveze iqiniso ngesikhathi sakhe.
But Saul, by way of contrast, turned out to be an unrepentant sinner.
USawuli yena waba isono esingaphendukile.
He went to death and destruction and he dragged his country with him.
Waya ekufeni nasencithakalweni wahudulisa izwe sakhe naso sayashona phansi naye.
David, who lived a life of repentance, achieved glorious victories over his enemies.
David yanaphila impilo yokunqoba futhi wanqoba naphezu kwezitha zakhe.
And David has left us in the Psalms the greatest songs and prayers that have inspired the worship and prayers of God's people for over 3,000 years.
Kumahubo David usishelile isihlabelelo esiningi futhi nemthandazo esingakwazi ukuthi siphile ngayo.
After Saul died, David became king over Judea for 7 years.
Emva kokufa kukaSawuli, uDavid waba inkosi yaseJudea iminyaka isikhombisa.
Then he became king over all the 12 tribes for the next 33 years.
Emva kwalokho wayeseba inkosi yezizwe zonke ezishumi nambili iminyaka engu-33.
He conquered Jerusalem and made it the capital of this new nation.
When
David sought to bring the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, it showed a sincere desire to bring God into the center of the culture and of the politics of the country. However, sincerity is never enough. Neither David nor the priests followed God's specific instructions as to how the ark was to be transported.
As
a result, Uzzah was struck dead for reaching out and touching the ark. Here we can see it doesn't matter what we think that matters, it's what God says, that's what matters.
Lana siyafunda ukuthi thina sicabangani sibonani akusho lutho kodwa kusemqoka ukuthi uNkulunkulu yena ucabangani futhi ubona kanjani.
The ark which contained the Ten Commandments were not to be transported on an ox cart.
Ngokuba umphongolo lona obukade uphethe imiyalelo eyishumi ubungafanele uhanjiswe ngenqola yeyinkomo.
It was to be carried on poles carried by priests.
Kwakudinga ukuthi uthathwe.
There is a way that seems right to men, but its end is death. It is easy to be sincerely wrong.
In
2 Samuel chapter 11 we read,
It happened
in the springtime, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David remained in Jerusalem. David fell into sin by remaining in Jerusalem at a time when kings go off to war. Some temptations come to the industrious. But all temptations come to the idol. Although David's repentance was sincere and wholehearted, The terrible episode of David and Bathsheba confirms the truth of the scripture.
Kodwa isenzo sibe senzeka phakathi kuka David no Bathsheba kuveza ukugcwaliseka kwemibhalo.
Numbers 32:23.
Incwadini kaNumeri sahluko sika 22 verse 23.
Be sure your sin will find you out.
Kodwa yazi ukuba isono sakho siya kukufumana.
And Galatians 6 verse 7.
Incwadini yabaseGalatia sahluko says 2:5 verse lesikhombisa.
What a man sows, that shall he reap.
Lokho umuntu akutshalayo, lokho okuvuna.
The baby died.
Mntwana lo wazalwa uBathsheba kuDavide wafa.
David's son Absalom treacherously sowed division and led the nation into civil war.
Indodana kaDavide yayisidala isiphithiphithi, yayisiholela isizwe empini enkulu.
Much death and destruction resulted.
Lokho kwaletha ukufa nencithakalo enkulu.
Beware when you think you stand, lest you fall.
Qaphela uma ngabe uthi umi funa uwe.
When God gives you something important to do,
lapho uNkulunkulu ekunikeza umsebenzi osemqoko ukuba uwenze,
Satan is bound to send someone to waste your time, to distract you, and perhaps even to derail you.
USatan uzokufuna ukuba athumele umuntu ozokuphazamisa akuchezukise kulo myalelo owuthunyeliwe.
We read that David was walking on the roof of his house, and from the roof he saw a woman bathing, and she was very beautiful to behold.
Siyafunda ukuba uDavide wayekade ehleli phezu kophahla lwendlu yakhe, wayesebona wesifazane omuhle obukekayo.
Only two other times in the scripture is a woman described as very beautiful.
Kukabili kuphela embhalweni la uzothola owesifazane enconywa ubuhle bakhe.
One is Queen Esther and the other Rachel.
Omunye wabo inkosikazi uEsther no Rachel.
And so David inquires after and calls for her.
UDavide wayesefuna ukwazi ngalo sifazane ukubabizwe.
And then he starts schemes to cover up his sin.
Emva kwalokho wayeseqala amacebo okuvimba isono sakhe.
Calling for Bathsheba's husband, who's at the front line fighting, to come back to give him a report.
Ethumela ukuba kubizwe indodana noma kubizwe indoda kaBathsheba uRiya ukuba abuye empini.
And then, because the man won't go back to his house, David sends a letter with him to the commander of the army, Joab, to put him in the front line and abandon him so that he will die.
Emva kokuba ethola ukuthi afuna ukulala endlini yakhe, uDavide wabhala incwadi kuJoab ukuba bamthathe abekwe phambili empini ukuze afe.
And then we read that he took Bathsheba to be his wife.
Siyafunda ukuba wayesethatha uBathsheba ukuba abe umkakhe.
And she bore him a son.
Wamzalela indodana.
But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord.
Kodwa lokhu David akwenza kwamdabukisa uNkulunkulu.
In Corinthians we read that God was not pleased with most of the Israelites who came out of Egypt.
Ngathini abaseCorinth siyafunda ukuba uNkulunkulu wayengathokozi ngabaningi bakwaIsrayeli abaphuma.
God was not pleased with most of them.
Lithi abaningi babo uNkulunkulu wayengathokozi ngabo.
Actually, all the generation who came out of Egypt died in the wilderness. Only two survived, and that's Joshua and Caleb.
Impeleni sonke izizukulwane sabo esaphuma eGibhite bonke bafela ehlane kwasinda ababili kuphela uJoshua noCaleb.
So the scripture does not exaggerate.
Ngakho umbhalo weqisi.
God was not pleased with most of them. Actually, only two of them entered the promised land. The rest died.
Unkulunkulu
a new generation rose up.
Unkulunkulu engathokozi ngeningi labo empeleni babili kuphela abasinda bonke abanye bafa kwavuka izizukulwane esisha.
The Lord was not pleased with what David had done.
Unkulunkulu engathokozi ngesenzo sika David.
Even a man after God's own heart could displease God.
Kisho umuntu ongokwenhliziyo kaNkulunkulu wamdabukisa uNkulunkulu.
This should be a great warning to every one of us.
Lokhu bekumele ukuba kube isixwayiso esikhulu kithina sonke.
God gave David time to repent, but he apparently did not respond.
uNkulunkulu wamnikeza ithuba uDavide lokuba aphenduke.
And so in 2 Samuel 11 verse 12 we read, then the Lord sent Nathan to David.
Siyafunda incwadi ka Samuel uthi ngalokho uNkulunkulu wathuma uNathan kuDavide.
And so the prophet Nathan gives King David a parable, a story.
Umesefika umprofeti uNathan ukhocela uDavide ngomfanekiso ngendaba yomfanekiso.
There were two men in the city. One was very rich and the other was poor.
Uyamxoxela ukuthi kwakhona amadoda amabili emzini, enye impofu enye icebile.
The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb.
Indoda le ibikade yona icebile ayikade inezimvu eziningi, kodwa indoda empofu inemvu eyodwa nje.
Which was the beloved pet, which literally slept in the beds and ate from his arm from the table. And
ayikade ithanda kakhulu eyayidla ucwezu lwayo iphuze isitsheni sayo.
When the traveler came to the rich man, he refused to take from his own flock, from his own herd, and he went and took the poor man's lamb, his pet, and prepared that as a meal for his guest.
Lapho kufika isihambi endodeni ecebileyo yayeke ukuthatha ezimvini nasezikomeni zayo ukusilungisele leso sihambi esafika kuyo, kepha yathatha ixhukazana lendoda empofu yalungisela umuntu owayefike kuyo.
As David heard this, his anger was aroused, and David's anger, greatly aroused, declared, "The man who has done this deserves to die."
Lapho uDavide kuzwa lokhu, intukuthelo yakhe yavutha kakhulu yathi, "Umuntu wenze lokhu umele ukufa."
And the prophet Nathan said, "You are the man."
Kepha umprofeti uNathan wathi, "Nguwe lo muntu."
A very brave thing for a prophet to say to any king. The king had the power of life and death. He needed wisdom to approach the king. He's about to rebuke the king, and the king could have him executed at a word. And so he gives a story, and David does not recognize himself in the story, but he pronounces judgment upon the wickedness of this person. He says, "The man who has done this deserves to die."
Akwenze lokho akhulume nenkosi kanjena ngoba inkosi ibinamandla ukuthi inganquma ukuthi akabulawe, kodwa wayesefika enkosini wayibekela indaba inkosi ayibona ukuthi kukhulunywa ngayo la, kodwa ekugcineni uthi nguwe lowo muntu inkosi.
How we need pastors to be able to confront political leaders on a municipal level all the way up to provincial, national, and communicate to them what they are doing and say, "You are the man."
Sidinga befundisi ukuba bakwazi ukukhuluma nabaholi bezepolitiki sukela phansi komasipala kuze kuyoshaya kuhulumeni omkhulu, bakhulume nabo bakwazi ukubavezela bethi nguwe lowo muntu.
And God spoke to David through Nathan.
UNkulunkulu wakhuluma lo Davide ngoNathan.
"I anointed you king over Israel.
Wathi ngakugcoba ukuba ube yinkosi yesizwe sakwa-Israyeli.
I protected you from the hand of Saul.
Ngakuvikela esandleni sika Saul.
I gave you your master's house.
Ngakunika indlu yenkosi yakho.
And the whole of the house of Israel and Judah.
Nesizwe sonke sakwaJuda noIsrael.
If that had been too little, I would have given you much more.
Uma lokho bekukuncane, ngangiyakukwenezela.
Why have you despised the commandments of the Lord to do this evil in his sight?
Uteleleni izwi likaJehova ukuba wenze okubi emehlweni akhe na?
You have killed Uriah the Hittite with a sword. You have taken his wife to be your wife.
Ubulele uRiya umethi ngenkemba, wathatha umkakhe abe ngumkakho.
You have killed him with the sword of the people of Ammon.
Wambulala ngenkemba yabantwana bakwaAmon.
Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house because you have despised me.
Ngalokho inkemba ayikusuka endlini yakho ngokuba ungidelele.
And David responded, "I have sinned against the Lord."
Davide waphendula wathi, "Ngonile kuNkulunkulu."
And Nathan immediately responded, "And the Lord has also put away your sin."
Nathan wathi kuDavide, "NoJehova ususile isono sakho."
David's repentance was immediate and God's mercy was immediate.
Ukuphenduka kaDavide kwaba ngaleso sikhathi noNkulunkulu waphendula ngaso leso sikhathi.
Do you appreciate what God has given you?
Wena uyakuthakasela yini lokho uNkulunkulu akuphe khona na?
Sin and covetousness begins when we lack appreciation.
Isono nomhawu nokufisa izinto kufika uma ngabe thina sesilahlekelwa ukuthakasela siqonde lokho uNkulunkulu asenzele khona.
When we are not satisfied with what God has given us.
Uma sesabantu abanganelisiwe ngalokho uNkulunkulu asenzele khona.
That is where covetousness and thefts and lies and adulteries begin.
Ilakho lapho singena khona ukufisa ukweba ukuphinga.
Lack of gratitude is a root sin.
Uma singakwazi ukubonga nokujabulela sikutholayo lokho ngokwakho kuyimpande yesono.
The Lord even said to David, if this wasn't enough, I would have given you much more.
uNkulunkulu uzathi kuDavid uma lokhu bekungenele bengeke ukwenezela.
How much we miss by not putting God first. God gives the very best to those who leave the choice to him.
Silahlelwa ngokungakanani ngokunganika uNkulunkulu okuphelele na.
God would give you much more in your ministry.
uNkulunkulu bengakunikeza okukhulu nawe emsebenzini wakho obufundisi.
If you do it his way.
Uma ukwenza ngendlela yakhe.
As we learned last night from Uncle Ulo's testimony, God has so much more to give, but we need to be open and responsive.
Njengoba sizwile sabona izolo ebusuku ebufakazini bukamfundisi usitekene ukuthi uNkulunkulu kuninga ngasipha khona kodwa sidinga ukuthi thina sibe abamlalelayo sinciphe.
The worship of true repentance which we see in David's life is what we need to emulate.
Ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu ngeqiniso nangokuphenduka okuphelele njengoba sikubona empilweni kaDavid ilokho esidinga ukuthi nathi sibe kukho.
David's sin gave the heathen occasion to blaspheme.
Isono sikaDavid sanika ithuba lokuba izitho zihlambalaze.
The wicked are delighted when God's people stumble and fall.
Ababi bayathokoza bajabule uma abantu bakaNkulunkulu beqhuzuka bewa.
And so the Lord struck the child of Uriah's wife. And David pleaded with God for the child and he fasted and wept.
Kaloko uNkulunkulu wayishaya ingane ngesifo kaUriah izalele uDavid. uDavid wakhala emncusu uNkulunkulu.
For 7 days David refused to eat or sleep or clean himself. He was just weeping and pleading before the Lord.
Insuku ezisikhombisa uDavid engavumi ukudla, engavumi ugeza, kodwa ekhala phambi kwaNkulunkulu enxusela lengane.
On the 7th day, this child died.
Ngosuku lwesikhombisa yafa ingane.
And the servants of David were whispering amongst one another, what will he do if he learns this? He will do himself some harm.
Inceku zikaDavid zasikhulumela phansi sihleba zizodwa ukuthi ingabe uyowenza njani mesezwa ngokufa kwengane mhlawumbe uyoyilimaza.
David perceived that they were talking about the child and asked, is the child dead?
David wayeseqonda ukuthi kwangathi bakhuluma ngayo ingane wabuza ukuthi ingane isifile yini.
And they said, he is dead.
Bamphendula ukuthi ingane isifile.
So David arose from the ground and washed and anointed himself and changed his clothes and he went into the house of the Lord and he worshipped.
UDavid wavuka phansi emhlabathini wageza wayigcoba wagqoka kahle wayiseya endlini yokuyokhonza.
And when his servants asked how this was, he explained, I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me.
Lapho inceku zakhe zimangele ukuthi kwenzakalani wabephendula wathi yena akasayi kubuya eze kimi imina engiyosuka ngiye kuyena.
This shows David's faith in the resurrection of even babies.
Lokhu kukhombisa ukuthi uDavid ube nokukholwa ekholwa ukuthi kusekhona ukuvuka kwabafileyo nokuvuka ngisho kweingane.
Even young babies who die.
Ngisho iingane ezincane ezifayo.
We can have the expectation of them being in heaven.
Singalindele ukuthi nazo ziyoba sezulwini.
David expected to see his young son in heaven.
UDavid walindele ukuthi indodana yakhe encane usakuyibona ezulwini.
But here we see the worship of true repentance.
Kodwa lana sibona ukukhonza okunokuphenduka okuphelele.
Sin is always against God. It's against God's law. Sin is against God's holy character. Sin is rebellion against the Creator. Transgression, crossing the line, missing the mark. Violating God's standards. We do not become sinners because we sin.
Asibi izoni ngoba siyona.
We sin because we are sinners.
Sona ngoba siyizoni.
Inward corruption and wickedness of intent leads to transgressions.
Ukonakala ongaphakathi nezizindlo ezimbi yizo ezisolele ekutheni siphambuke.
This is a problem we must confront in our preaching and counseling.
Lena inkinga kumele ukuba sibhekane nayo ekushumayeleni kwethu nasekululekeni kwethu abantu.
What do we do when God's people sin?
Senza kanjani uma abantu ababili bona?
Abraham lied about Sarah being his wife. He claimed her as a sister.
UAbraham waqambamanga ngoSarah ukuthi ngumkakhe wathi ungudade wabo.
King David committed adultery and murder.
Inkosi uDavide wangena esonweni sokuphinga waphinda wabulala.
The apostle Peter cursed and denied that he even knew the Lord.
UPetro umpostoli waphika ukuthi uyamazi uJesu.
When the Lord was arrested, all of his apostles fled.
Lapho uJesu eboshwa, abapostoli bakhe bonke babaleka.
As we learn from another great man in the Old Testament, Samson.
Njengoba sithola kwenye indoda eTestament elidala uSamson.
Moral compromise makes us vulnerable.
Ukuxegisa esimilweni kusenza sibe abantu abavulelekile ukuthi bangahlaseleka.
Temptation comes in attractive packages.
Izono zifika ngezindlela ezihehayo.
Sin will take you further than you want to go.
Isono siyokuthatha sikuhambisa ibanga elide kunalelo wena obulihlosile.
Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay.
Size sikugcina isikhathi eside kunaleso obusihlosile.
Sin will cost you much more than you're willing to pay.
Futhi size sikubiza inani elikhulu kakhulu kunalelo obuzimisela ukulikhona.
Do you think that this can ever happen to you?
Ucabanga ukuthi lokhu wena ngeke kuze kukwehlele wena?
Do you feel morally superior to King David?
Ingabe wena uzibona umuntu ngokwesimo sokuziphatha ungaphezulu kunenkosi uDavide na?
Have you ever had lustful thoughts?
Usuke kwenzeka yini ukuthi ube nemicabango yenkanuko na?
In the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord Jesus said, if you have looked with lust, you are guilty of adultery.
Entshumayelweni yasentabeni inkosi uJesu yathi uma umbuko wesifazane umkhanukele usuphingile naye.
Have you ever hated somebody?
Usukwamzonda yini omunye umuntu?
Jesus declared that whoever hates is a murderer in their heart.
UJesu wathi lowo nenzondo ungumbulali enhlizweni yakhe.
We often rationalize our sins and try to excuse our behavior.
Thina kaningi siyathanda ukuba sizibeka ngcono izono zethu futhi sizithethelele kwenzeni kwethu.
King David may have rationalized that he had reached so much for God's kingdom.
Inkosi uDavide naye ube ngasho thawu mina sen ngaze ngasifaka engcupheni impela ngenxa yombuso kaNkulunkulu.
That he had suffered and sacrificed so much for the work of God.
Azathi wahlupheka kakhulu waze wanikela kakhulu ngenxa yomsebenzi kaNkulunkulu, umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
Maybe he rationalized that he'd fought so many battles that he deserved some indulgence.
Mhlawumbe engasho ukuthi uselwe izimpi eziningi angokuthi uyadinga ukuthi akuthole ukuthokoza okuncane.
Doubtless David had resisted many temptations.
Akungabazeki ukuthi uDavide wayekade emelanile nokulinga okuningi.
He could have been fatigued from years of responsibility and battle.
Mhlawumbe kungenzeka ukuthi usekhathele kade ayengene ezimpini.
He had looked upon so much death and destruction.
Wayekade esebhekane nokufa okuningi nencithakalo empini.
Doubtless he was overconfident. He had won so many battles, he had beaten Goliath, he could beat his own temptations too.
Akugarabazeki ukuthi kwakuwumuntu owayenesibindi lona elwa izimpi ezinkulu walwa noGoliath wanqoba.
We could also assume that Bathsheba may have been bathing on the rooftop within sight of the palace with the intention of catching the king's attention.
Mhlawumbe singaze sisho ukuthi mhlawumbe wayena uBathsheba lona wayegeza nje la egeza khona mhlawumbe vele inhloso yakhe wayefuna ukubonwa yile nkosi.
But we are all responsible for our actions and reactions and choices of reactions.
Kodwa nakuba kunjalo umuntu nomuntu izinyathelo azithathayo nezinto azenzayo kumele kubabhekane nemphumela yabo.
No temptation has overtaken you, but that God will give the strength to resist or an opportunity to escape.
Akukho kulingo kuyokuba ngaphezulu kwamandlenu, kodwa uNkulunkulu uyaveza indlela yokuphunyuka.
We must not ever try and rationalize our sin and excuse our bad behavior.
Akumele ukuba sizame ukuthethelela isono sethu noma sizame ukuthi sibe nezaba ngokwenza kwethu.
Doubtless David's lack of gratitude for what God had given him made him vulnerable to this temptation.
Mhlambi lokho uNkulunkulu ekade emphe khona uDavid ikhona kwamenza ukuba abe umuntu ovulelekile ohlasela kalula ilesi silingo abhekana naso.
It is foolish to be gullible and believe the lies of Satan.
Akumele ukuba sikholwe amanga kaSatan.
Satan can make temptations look very attractive.
USatan angenza ukuba izilingo zibuke kuyilingo ezihehekayo nezithandekayo.
As you see in the life of Samson.
Njengoba sibona empilweni kaSamson.
Samson was so physically strong before men and yet he was so weak before women.
USamson wokade kuyindoda ebukeka iqinile inamandla phambi kwabantu kodwa kwabesifazane kwakuyindoda ethambile.
He could slay 1,000 men with the jawbone of an axe.
Wayengakwazi ukuthi alwe ngethambo nje abulale amadoda ayinkulungwane.
He could take the city gates off its hinges and run with it.
Wayengakwazi ukuthi bafike emzaneni ahlephule isango abaleke nalo.
And yet we see the stubborn self-confidence of Samson.
Kodwa siyabona ukwehluleka kwakhe uSamson.
And the seduction of Delilah.
Lapho esefike ehlaselwe uDelilah.
And the stupidity of sin.
Sibona nobuhula besono.
The result was disgrace, defeat and disaster.
Imphumela yalokho wayithwele sewumuntu osehlazweni, umuntu ohlulekile, sekuyincithakalo.
Samson reminds us that sin binds.
USamson uyasikhumbuza masibona le ndaba ukuthi isono siyambopha umuntu.
And sin blinds.
Isono futhi siyawavala amehlo.
And sin grinds.
Isono futhi umuntu siyamqeda simudle.
God gives the very best to those who leave the choice to him.
uNkulunkulu ubapha okuhle labo abashiyela kuyena uNkulunkulu ukuba abakhethele.
We must love God with all of our heart, soul, mind and strength.
Simele ukuba simthande uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yethu yonke, amandla ethu onke nengqondo yethu yonke.
And we should fear God.
Futhi simele ukuba simesabe uNkulunkulu.
Do not fear man who can only kill the body, Jesus said.
UJesu yasho ukuthi singamesabi umuntu onamandla okubulala umzimba kuphela.
Fear God who can destroy both body and soul in hell forever.
Kodwa masibesabe lowo onamandla ukuthi esebulela umphefumulo ngawubulala nomzimba.
We should fear God.
Simele ukuba simesabe uNkulunkulu.
And we should hate sin.
Simele ukuba sizonde isono.
And like Joseph fled from Potiphar's wife, we need to flee from temptation.
Njengoba uJosepha abaleka kumka Potiphar, simele ukuba nathi sibalekele izilingo.
The flesh is not weak, the flesh is strong. We need to resist and recognize that the best thing you can do with most temptations is flee from it.
Inyama ayibthaka inawo amandla kodwa kumele ukuba siqonde ukuthi makufika isilingo simele ukuthi sisibalekele.
So what do we say to those who have fallen into the traps and snares of Satan?
Singathini kulabo asabewele kunochaka nasemaqhingeni kaSathane na?
Acts 3:19.
Incwadi yezenzo isahluko sesithathu verse 19.
Repent then and be converted that your sins may be blotted out.
Lithi ngalokho phendukani niguquke ukuba kuhlangulwe izono zenu.
So that times of refreshing may come from the Lord.
Ukuba izikhathi zokuhlumelelisa zifike ziqhamuka uNkulunkulu.
Isaiah 55:7.
Incwadi yomprofeti Isaiah isahluko sika-55 ivesi lesikhombisa.
Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts.
Omubi makashiye indlela yakhe nomuntu owenza okubi imicabango yakhe.
Let him return to the Lord and the Lord will have mercy, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Abuyele kuJehova uyakuba nomusa kuye. Yebo abuyele kuNkulunkulu wethu ngokuba uyakwenza ukuthethelela kube kukhulu.
Joel 2:13.
Incwadi kaJoel isahluko sesibili
verse 13. rend your heart and not your garments.
Lithi ngakho dabulani izinhliziyo zenu kungabi ukudabula ingubo zenu.
Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful.
Nibuyele kuJehova uNkulunkulu wethu ngokuba yena unomusa.
Slow to anger and of great kindness, he relents from doing harm.
uNkulunkulu onomusa ongathanda ukuba senze okubi.
Ezekiel 18 verse 20.
Incwadi kaHezekiel isahluko sika 18 verse lika 20.
But if a wicked man turns from all his sins which he has committed, keeps all my statutes and does what is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him, because of the righteousness which he has done, he shall live.
Kepha uma omubi ebuya kuzo zonke izono zakhe azenzileyo, agcine zonke izimiso zami enze ukwahlulela nokulunga, uyakuphila nokuphila kayikufa.
Hosea 6 verse 1.
Incwadi kaHosea isahluko sesithupha ivesi lokuqala.
Come, let us return to the Lord.
Thozani sibuyele kuJehova.
For he has torn, but he will heal us.
Ngokuba yena ushilo ukuthi uyakuselapha.
He has stricken, but he will bind us up.
Ushilo ukuba uyakusihlanganisa sibophe ndawonye.
He will revive us. On the third day he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
Uyakusiphilisa ngezinsuku ezimbili, asivuse ngosuku lwesithathu, siphile phambi kwakhe, masimazi sijonge ukumazi uJehova.
He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and the former rain to the earth.
Ukuphuma kwakhe kuqinisekile njengokusa, uyakufika kithi njengemvula, njengemvula yamuva enethisa umhlaba.
Zechariah 1 verse 2 to 3.
Ncwadi kaZachariah isahluko sokuqala ivesi lesibili kuya kwelesithathu.
The Lord has been very angry with your fathers. Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you.
uNkulunkulu ube bathukuthelele oyihlo, ngakho uthi phendukelani kuJehova, uJehova uyaphendukela kinina.
And in Acts 17 we read, God now commands all men everywhere to repent.
Encwadini yezenzo isahluko seshumi nesikhombisa kuthiwa uJehova uyala ukuba abantu bonke ezindaweni zonke baphenduke.
What is repentance?
Kuyini lokhu kuphenduka na?
Conviction, contrition and conversion. Conviction, the Holy Spirit opens your eyes to the seriousness of violating God's commands.
Ukuhlabeka nokuchotshozwa, lapho ngokuchotshozwa umoya ingcwele evula amehlo uqonde ukuthi wone kangakanani waphula imithetho kaNkulunkulu.
A change of mind.
Ukuguqulwa komqondo.
And then contrition, a change of heart.
Ukuchotshozwa kube ukuguqulwa kwenhliziyo.
The Holy Spirit transforms our heart to a godly sorrow over offending our loving Creator God.
Inhliziyo yethu kuba iguquke iphenduke kumlimazeni uNkulunkulu wethu.
We stop excusing our sin, we condemn it.
Kuyilapho sesinqamuka khona ukuba sibe nezaba siyithethelele izono zethu.
We stop loving our sin, we hate it.
Siyeke ukuba sisithande isono kodwa sizonde.
And then conversion, a change of life.
Ukuphenduka kube ukuguquka kwempilo.
The Holy Spirit redirects our feet to forsake sin and to do whatever restitution is led by the Lord.
Umoya ngcwele usole uqondisa izinyawo zethu ukuba siphenduke esonweni kodwa senze ukubuyisana okudingwa uNkulunkulu.
Repentance is conviction, contrition and conversion.
Kusho ukuphenduka yikho ukuba umuntu aqondiswe ngesono, ahlabeke ngesono sakhe, aguquke.
A change of mind, a change of heart, and a change of life.
Uguqulwa kwenhliziyo, uguqulwa kwengqondo, nokuguqulwa kwempilo yonkana.
Now repentance does not necessarily need to be long and dragged out.
Ukuphenduka akuyona into edinga ukuthi kube into ende.
The tax collector who prayed in the temple, God have mercy on me, a sinner.
Umtheliso wakhuleka ethempileni, wakhuleka nje umkhuleko othi, Nkosi iba nomusa kimina soni.
Jesus said he went out of the temple forgiven.
UJesu uthi waphuma kulelo tempeli elungisisiwe.
The prodigal son who confessed, I've sinned against heaven and against you. was welcomed by his father.
Indodana yolahleko eyathi ngonile kuwe baba nakulizulu yamukelwa uyise.
In Psalm 51 we read an example of real repentance, the worship of true repentance.
Isihlabelelo samashumi amahlanu nanye sifunda ngomkhuleko wokuphenduka wangempela.
Psalm 51 is what David wrote after Nathan the prophet had confronted him.
Lesihlabelelo uDavide wasibhala emva kokuthi umprophet uNathan eqondene naye.
Have mercy upon me, O God.
Ngihawukele uNkulunkulu ngokomusa wakho.
According to your loving kindness.
Welule isandla sakho ngobubele bakho obukhulu.
According to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions.
Yesule isiphambeko zami ngokobubele bakho obukhulu.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity.
Ngigezisise ebubini bami.
Cleanse me from my sin.
Ungihlanze esonweni sami.
For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me.
Kokuba ngiyazazi iziphambeko zami, isono sami siphambi kwami njalo.
Against you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight.
Ngonile kuwe wena wedwa ngakwenza okubi emehlweni akho.
Purge me, wash me.
Ngihlanze ngicwengisise.
Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities.
Fihla ubuso bami ezonweni ebusweni bakho uhlangulule izono zami.
Create in me a clean heart, O Lord.
Dala kimina inkosi inhliziyo ehlanzekile, Jehova.
Renew a steadfast spirit within me.
Vuselela umoya oqotho phakathi kwami.
Do not cast me away from your presence.
Ungangilahli ebusweni bakho.
Do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
Ungangamuki umoya wakho ongcwele.
Now remember that when Saul turned away from God, we read that God took his spirit away from Saul and sent an evil spirit to torment Saul.
Siyakhumbula ukuthi lapho uSaul emhlubuka uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu wamaphuca umoya wakhe.
David's greatest fear was that God would withdraw his Holy Spirit from him. As he had done with Saul. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you.
Khona ngiyakufundisa abaphambukayo izindlela zakho nezoni ziyakuphendukela kuwe.
As the Father sent the Lord, so he sends us with a message of repentance to live a life of repentance.
Njengokuba ubaba wathuma uJesu yasithuma nathi.
Our first priority is repentance, because only repentance gives the attitude of worship that the Lord deserves as a holy God. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God. The God of my salvation. My tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise.
You
do not desire sacrifices, or I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O Lord, you will not despise. The best worship that we can offer God is to recognize His awesome holiness and acknowledge our sinfulness. True repentance is real worship. The only appropriate way to approach the Creator is in an attitude of repentance and humility.
Wholehearted repentance lays foundations for real worship. God have mercy on me, a sinner. And the result of such repentance is forgiveness. Freedom. Redemption. Cleansing. Restoration of fellowship with God. Peace with God. 2 Kings 22:19
we read.
Because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I spoke. I also have heard you, says the Lord. Luke 15:7, our Lord Jesus says, there's joy in heaven when one sinner repents. Psalm 34:14. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and he saves such as who have a contrite spirit. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In this grace we stand. And we rejoice in hope to the glory of God. We can glory in tribulations, knowing that our tribulations produce perseverance. And perseverance produces patience. And character. Character produces hope. And this hope does not disappoint, for the love of God is poured out into our
hearts.
By the Holy Spirit who has been poured out into our hearts. While we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, but perhaps for a good man someone might even dare to die. But God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we will be saved from wrath through him. We shall be saved by his life. We also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received this reconciliation. Much more, the grace of God and the gift of the grace of this one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. But the free gift resulted in justification. We have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. It is a free gift. Where sin abounded, God's grace abounded much more.
Even so, grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus suffered for us and he left us an example to follow in his footsteps. He humbled himself. And as he was sent, we are being sent. John 8 verse 7, our Lord Jesus declared, he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. There is therefore now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Do you hear the challenge of the Lord? Whom shall I send and who will go for us? Can you respond, "Here am I, Lord, send me"? The cricketer turned pioneer missionary C.T. Studd said, "Some like to live in the sound of church or chapel bell. I want to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell."
Jesus
says, "So send I you." Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for your mercy and for your grace.
Kulunkulu Jehova, siyakubonga ngomusa wakho.
Thank you for David.
Siyakubonga ngoDavid.
Thank you for the Psalms.
Siyakubonga ngamahubo.
Lord God, we pray.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi.
Teach us how to truly repent and to live a life of repentance and to communicate this in our message to a lost world.
Sifundise Nkosi ukuba siphenduke kanjani okwangempela okuluqiniso ukuze sikwazi ukuhambisa umbiko wakho esizweni esilahlekile.
Lord, we thank you that while we were still sinners, you died for us. Lord, we thank you for your message of redemption. For a lost and dying world living in rebellion to you. Lord God, we pray, give us a vision of this lost world which needs this glorious gospel of salvation. Help us, Lord God, to live it and to proclaim it. By what we say and by what we do. In word and deed. By our lips and by our lives. For we pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
When we visited the hospital last week, Tuesday, and we saw Dr. Hammond after stroke lying on the bed in the ICU. It's a miracle when you hear a man speak like this. So God wanted us to hear this sermon. So I'll ask unseren Freund Pfarrer Lüttger, kommen Sie nach vorne bitte, schließen mit Gebet und beten Sie auch für das Essen. And you'll do it in English. You'll have to learn German.
Good morning, everyone. Let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you that you've led us all together here today.
Nkosi Jesu sithanda ukuba sikubonga ukuthi usiholile wasihlanganisa ngalendlela namhlanje kusini.
We want to thank you that we can spend this time under your word.
Sithanda ukukubonga Nkosi ukuba singakwazi ukuchitha lesi sikhathi singaphansi kwezwi lakho.
We ask you to work through it and to continue to work through it in our hearts and minds.
Sikhuleka Nkosi ukuba uqhubeke usebenze ngalo, usebenze enhlizweni naseyingqondweni zethu.
You are a God who sends us.
UNkulunkulu osithumayo.
Lord, help that we not only hear what was said today, but that we go with it and proclaim it and live it.
Sisize Nkosi Jesu ukuthi singabi ngabazwayo njengalokho sesizwile, kodwa ukuba sizwe sikuthathe sihambe nakho ebese sikuqhuba sikudlulisela phambili.
We ask you to go with us now and to bless our fellowship and bless the food that we can enjoy together.
Sasicela Nkosi ukuthi uqhubeke nathi ubusise inhlanganyelo yethu, ubusise Nkosi nokudlo silungisele khona.
Remain with us, guide us and bless us.
Hlala nathi usihole, usiqhubeke Nkosi nokusibusisa.
Amen.
Amen.
Good. I think we should quote a 11:30. Is that all right?
Sesizoyothambisa imphimbo bese sibuya emaligamanxa ihora.
We may say about 11:30. If it's a bit later.
Asizame ukuba sebese sibuyile ngo 11:30.
Thank you. God bless.
Siyabonga Nkosi, nibusise.